But Gerrard! Oh, yes! Here's Rooney!
Hello and welcome to another edition of FPL 360. Chuck and I are back with a look at Group E. What are your, before we get down to the nations in this group, what is your overall impression of Group E?
There's Brazil, and then there's a bunch of teams that are going to fight to get out.
Yeah, the kind of thing I thought was, you know, we have stars, we have one elite contender, two teams competing, and then a World Cup newbie. So this should be an interesting chat. We'll lead it off with Brazil. Now, Brazil were bashed 7-1 by Germany in 2014. It's been well publicized. They've taken flak, and they have a lot to prove this time around. Entering Russia as one of the favorites, are they a good bet to win the whole thing at 4-1, or do you think their odds are a little bit high given their high-profile players?
I mean, I think their odds are just about right, because Brazil should be in the top four teams expected to win this World Cup, really any World Cup that they're in.
We all know Neymar is one of the best players in the world. Do you think he has what it takes to lead them to glory here, or do you think that the pressure might weigh on him a little too much?
I mean, I don't think he's their most important player, because I think that's really Firmino.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. It's the similar problem we talked about with France, we talked about with Spain, and we most recently talked about it with Argentina. You have stars, you have big name guys, and you have a lot of them who play the same position. How do you think Brazil's going to line up to get the most out of their talent?
So I'm hoping that it's a 4-3-3 and that Gabriel Jesus is on the bench.
Interesting. So you think that Firmino is probably a better choice to start?
At least in the group stage, yes. Because he's going to pester all of these defenses and put in the work so that Gabriel Jesus can come off the bench and actually score, or so that he can assist on Neymar or Douglas Costa scoring goals.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the potential formations and lineups I've seen Neymar, Jesus, Willian with a three. I've seen with a two-man front with Jesus and Firmino, and then Coutinho, Neymar, playing in midfield. I mean, do you have a preference between those two? I know you kind of just touched on it, but I mean, in terms of impact, do you think both of those guys should start?
I mean, considering, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a top striker on the bench. I don't think, based on form, that Willian should start over Douglas Costa at any circumstance. And I'm fine with dropping Coutinho deep into the midfield because he'll be in front of a stout defensive midfielder in Fernandinho.
Yeah, Fernandinho and Casemiro are, I think, the best combination of defensive midfielders that we're going to see at the tournament. Now, granted, they both have tempers and they need to watch the cards.
Yeah, so but that's fine when you have two of them.
Yeah. It's also a potential for them getting suspended.
Well, I'm saying don't play them together.
Oh, okay. So you're in favor. Okay, you're in favor of not having them on the field at the same time. No, I understand that. I like that, and I do think it's feasible given the options they have on their back line. Marcelo, Danilo, Thiago Silva, Miranda. Those are four quality defenders. Which one are you most excited to see, and which one do you think will have the biggest impact?
I mean, if you come into any tournament, including Brazil, and you're not excited to see Marcelo, you just hate the game.
Yeah, that's fair. He is also, you know, to segue to fantasy, he's at 6.5 million. He's one of the more expensive defenders. Do you think he's worth his price?
Oh, easily, considering that the only other outside backs with his absolute just danger are gonna be Kimmich, who I don't think is on his level yet. Mendy, who is a nice bargain at 5.5, and Alaba.
Yeah, and I do agree with that. I think Marcelo is definitely the premium defender to look at. He was actually just taken in our experts draft. Right after me. I'm pretty pissed that I did not pick him. Before we move on from Brazil, how far do you think they're going to get in this tournament?
I have them in my final four.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Me too. I think there is just too much talent, and I think they're going to be so motivated from getting there. What's handed to them by Germany last time they got to the knockout stage, that will, it will motivate them, but it'll also kind of strike fear into them that they won't be able to go back to their home country if they don't perform. Moving on to the next team in this group, Switzerland. Now, Switzerland got here, it's rather interesting because they were pretty good during qualifiers, but it took a playoff win over Northern Ireland for them to secure a spot. With a good mixture of youth and experience, what do you think the best thing about this Swiss side is?
Outside of Jared and Shaqiri.
Yeah, well, I was saying overall. I mean, we're gonna get to him next.
Well, I mean, he is the best thing out of this squad. But I do kind of like their midfield.
Yeah, I mean, they have a couple options in there. They have Granit Xhaka, who is somewhat of a pull, actually, not somewhat. He's quite a polarizing figure. He hasn't really lived up to the standard that most expected since he moved to Arsenal.
Well, that's
But
because
then,
the standard expected of him was stupid.
yeah, I mean, it was somewhat unrealistic. Looking at the rest of this team, I mean, who. In terms of like underrated assets and players are going to be important, who kind of stands out? Because they have a bunch of names at the back.
I mean, their defense is sneaky good. While Lichtsteiner, new Arsenal man, Lichtsteiner, gets the plaudits for being the most well-known defender on this squad. They're a pretty solid squad, and Bergie's no slouch in goal either.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because you have Berkey and you also have Jan Sommer, who's been, those two are both capable of starting. I'm not sure who'll get the nod. I think they're both fully, are both are fully capable. In terms of fantasy, speaking of attacking fullbacks, we have Ricardo Rodriguez at 5.5 million. Do you think he is, worthy of selection in teams if you're looking for someone in that price range?
My issue is the group that they're in. I don't like if they were in another group, I'd feel much more confident in their defenders, but because I see them getting shellacked by Brazil, but so will this entire group. I also think that they won't keep a clean sheet against Serbia, and I don't know if they're going to score enough for Rodriguez to get an assist to make up for it. Because usually when players like Shaqiri score, their goals are unassisted.
Yeah, I mean, Shaqiri is going to be the most important player for them. He was really good at the last World Cup. He's looking essentially to play himself into the or onto the next step in his career, moving away from Stoke. So he's definitely the guy to watch. Are you interested in him in fantasy? Because we know what he can do, but we also know he's going to be drawing the focus of the opposition's defense.
What is his price?
He's at 8.5.
No.
Yeah. He was one of the first people I looked at, and when I saw that price, I just thought it was too high. I do think he's going to make some noise. I think he's going to be the player that, got all that praise earlier in his career. So he's definitely one to watch. In fantasy, though, that price is a little bit high. Overall, what does this Switzerland side strike you as? Are they a contender? Are they a pretender? Are they somewhere in the middle?
They're definitely a contender on getting out of the group. really depends on your definition of contender here. If you're saying contender get out of the group, sure. Contender get passed around to 16, eh.
Yeah, another nation that falls in that same category is Serbia. On paper, they have names to make some noise. What do you think their strength is, given that they have a couple big names headlining their squad?
Honestly, their sh the strength for Serbia is definitely going to be in their attack. Because they not only have a solid forward leading the line in Mitrovic, the fact that they have Tadic, Zinkovic, Kostic, and Milivojevic, all in front of Nemanja Matic is pretty good.
Yeah, and speaking of Mitrovic, he had quite a day in their most recent friendly. He scored a hat trick against Bolivia in a 5-1 win. Now, granted,
Yeah,
that's
Bolivia's
not,
awful, so.
yeah, but granted, that's nowhere near the caliber of opposition he's going to be going against. It is good to see him in form. Before we move on to a couple other guys, he's at 7.5 million. Is that an acceptable price for him in fantasy?
Yeah, that's an acceptable price.
The next guy we're going to talk about is someone who's been touted for a move to potentially Manchester United, potentially a couple of other big clubs in Europe, and that's Milinkovic Savic. Is he the real deal? I mean, I don't know how much you've seen of him
I was
playing
just
in Serie A, but.
like, I really can't speak on having seen that much of him. I've seen his name thrown around a lot. But that's about all I could say, so I'm gonna defer to you here.
Okay, yeah. Look, I mean, what he possesses, he's been compared to, although I think this is too high at this point in his career, he's been drawn comparisons to Zidane for the stuff that he does. I don't think he's a player of that quality yet. I don't know if he'll actually hit that in his career. But at the age of 23, he is an emerging talent. He's going to provide a mixture of pretty much everything in midfield. And he is part of my specific prediction for the end of talking about this group. But I need to save a little bit on him so I have something to say at the end. I guess in terms of overall team composition and everything, like, do you think Serbia have enough to get out of this group? Or do you think that, you know, I mean, like, they have a defender in the back like Kolarov, who's phenomenal at set pieces. You know, and they do have experience in Ivanovic. Do you think they have what it takes to get out of this group?
So, are we assuming that Kolarov and Ivanic actually stay back and defend instead of just spending all their time up the field?
We're assuming that Kolarov gets up the field and Ivanovic stays back a bit.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, the final team in this group, it's their first World Cup. No, sorry,
It's not.
it's not their first World Cup. I'm confusing them with the other team that is in the World Cup outside instead of the United States.
I'd say Costa Rica has made a name in the World Cup.
Costa Rica are the exact opposite of the other team I was referring to in Panama. In short, Costa Rica are a stable team. They have a massive hill to climb. However, they do have pedigree coming from the last World Cup, where they got to the quarterfinals. Do you think Costa Rica can pull it off again, or that was just a one-time storybook happening?
It's definitely not a one-time thing, but the odds are stacked against them in this group. It's all going to be about the counter for them, and I think teams like Serbia will be able to score on them even if they're bunkered. I don't know if Switzerland will be able to, though.
Yet Costa Rica are anchored by the ever polarizing Keylor Navas in goal. It's kind of a weird thing to say, but do you think he is their biggest strength at the same time as also being their biggest question mark?
No, he's just their biggest strength.
I mean,
And
he's proven he can be a stopper in quantity, but I don't know, there's questions. Sometimes when I watch him play, it seems like he doesn't really know what he's doing.
major games, he's up for it.
Yeah, which is weird because you would think that he would have, when he's exposed more, he would be worse than he is at Real Madrid, but it's been the opposite.
I mean, I am assuming in most games for Real, he just gets bored.
Yeah, he loses concentration because he's not facing that much, not facing the heavy workload. In terms of fantasy, at 5 million flat, is he a goalkeeper to consider?
No, I wouldn't really consider any of the goalkeepers in this group just because I don't think there's going to be very many clean sheets here.
One of the guys looking to disrupt the clean sheets is going to be stalwart Brian Ruiz. He is the leader of Costa Rica. He's their most experienced and most high-profile player. However, they do have another interesting player in Joel Campbell. He's been pretty much all over the place and somewhat of a Lone Star journeyman. Do you think he is going to have somewhat of a coming out party this time around, having performed pretty well in the last World Cup?
I don't think he'll necessarily have a coming out party, but I do think that he'll be a very useful asset to Costa Rica in this tournament.
Yeah, they're going to need him to be if they have any hope of advancing. Having touched on all the nations in this group, who do you think's going to go through first? I have to ask it because I said it, but I think we know who it's going to be.
Gonna say, is that really a question? We both have Brazil.
Yeah, but I mean, I started with the lead-in, so we didn't have to do edits in the podcast. I just wanted you to get your answer. Yeah, we both have Brazil going through number one. It's going to be interesting. We need to find out right now. Do we differ in the second team?
I'm giving it to Switzerland on goal difference just because I think Brazil's going to score more goals on Serbia than they're going to score on Switzerland.
Yeah, I have a similar scenario, but I have Serbia going through. I think Mircevic is just so he is his finishing has been on lately, and he's so big. He's going to be a handful for Switzerland's back line, and I think he could really excel against Costa Rica. In terms of individual players to look at, we've kind of touched on a lot of names, but who do you think is going to be the top performer of the group?
Top performer of the group. I mean, my cop-out answer is gonna be Firmino. My real answer is gonna be Granit Xhaka.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because Firmino was also going to be the guy where it's like, okay, I want to make a safe pick because I know he's going to do stuff. But yeah, I think I need to get a little bit bolder with this. I'm going to go with Milinkovic Savic. I think he is going to not only capture headlines, but this is going to be a good segue into my specific prediction. I believe he is going to get a big money transfer after the World Cup, and it's going to be in excess of 55 million.
Oof.
Yeah, he's 23, he's got a boatload of potential, and right now, with how inflated transfer fees are, he's probably one of the best bargaining chips. In terms of your specific predictions, do they focus on transfers, maybe player performance?
Here we go. Joel Campbell plays himself into Arsenal's plans for next season.
Something that he's been being called for a lot through the social media channels of Arsenal that I've seen. And then I guess I'll add one more. This won't be a surprise at all, but I think Keylor Navas is going to average 6 saves per game.
Only.
Yeah, only. Yeah, that's the under. If there was an over-under on his saves, I'd probably go with the over, but just in case something weird happens, I'm going to go with 6 per game. Do you have one more, or do you think we've kind of just talked this one? I know we're coming up on 20 minutes.
I'll say Mitrovic scores more goals than Firmino.
Okay. All right. Before we close this World Cup in 20, I just want to remind everyone, go to Twitter, look up FPL underscore 360, and join our official World Cup fantasy group. Because, Chuck, what can folks win if they come in first place?
You can win a mystery kit from Away Days Football.